independent train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
The Health Dare, we only care about one kind of fat, belly fat. It increases the risk of heart attack, stroke, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, anxiety, and depression. Inches on your belly can be years on your life. It's not worth ignoring, so call the Health Dare. We specialize in blasting belly fat, and at the Health Dare, the second person is always free because we won't let you do this alone. Call 1-877-IDARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and your local Moe's Southwest Grill locations, 13 strong across the upstate, have teamed up with The Roar and Tigers for Tatas. Stop by any of the 13 Moe's Southwest Grill locations and purchase your Tigers for Tatas wristband for $10. 100% of the proceeds go to Dabo's All-In Team Foundation. Get your Tigers for Tatas wristband today from any of the 13 upstate Moe's Southwest Grill locations.
Doesn't miss a thing, you got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong.
Walt Diptula Road Rage, we are back. You know, again, people in a 4-hour show, people for assortment of life duties and other things, you know, join the program at different times. And so, you know, and so sometimes you'll get the same question multiple times. But Dean Taylor's asked, Walt, did you hear or have you heard Dabo's presser today? Just curious on your thoughts on his combative answers to transfer portal questions. It sounds like he's never going to use it. Yeah, you know, again, you know, we talked about this a little bit, Dean, and I appreciate the question. I think he is becoming a little more combative in relation to that question. And I think because, honestly, again, when all you've done is compete at the highest level, when you made the playoffs 6 years in a row, you don't need people telling you how you should run your program. He believes in raising players up through the system and honoring those players. And it's been wildly successful. So I understand his feeling of, you know, hearing this question over and over again. At one point he said something like, you know, I promise you that there was no transfer player that we would have added that would have changed who we were this year. And I don't dispute that. Now, look, in the real world where players are now, I think the new element to this conversation is the free one-time transfer. I think that's a game changer on the transfer portal front. I think it increases the likelihood that players will leave your program, and in turn, it might at some point create a need for you to look at it. And I think he's willing to look at it. I do. But I also think that he's starting to dig in a little bit because he's hearing this every 2 days, and I think he's taking a little bit of offense to it because, again, he's been to the playoffs 6 straight years. It's like, people think now the transfer portal is some magic elixir just because it's worked elsewhere. And I think he's saying, you know, look, I know what I'm doing. I built this thing. So don't tell me how to run my program. And I get that too. You know, we're so black and white on this show, but this is one of those areas I sort of get both sides of this. And I think if left to his own, I think at some point he will utilize it when he feels the need. On the other hand, if people keep trying to force feed it to him, he might just say, forget it. I'll do it my way. My way has worked. And I get that too. You know, like I said, if you're really interested in having him and having the staff further explore the transfer portal, I would suggest you stop asking the question. because I don't think it's serving you well anymore. You know, just let it sit for a while. Let it sit for a while. Because I, you know, listen, trust me, the next person who asks the question, he's not going to say, God, I'm glad you asked that question. You know, we were just thinking about that. We're absolutely going to explore the trap. That's not coming. All right. That is not the answer you are going to get. You might get hit over the head with a fry pan at some point, because I think that's the way it's moving. So yeah, you know, I think that they have a system here that has worked, been wildly successful. And yes, I think he is taking some exception to being questioned about that on a daily basis. You know, like somehow the reason for Clemson struggles this year are directly related to whether he went to the transfer portal. I just think there was just too much newness in the equation this year. Now, I will say this, you know, I want to see the offensive line perform better, and the notion that, hey, this offensive line will be fine and will be better next year. Well, we did hear that about this year, and that's not happened until last game, where I thought the offensive line played better. And by the way, I know this has been discussed some, but I would be semi-shocked if we don't see the exact same offensive line lineup that we saw last game against BC. I would be stunned. I think you could see Bockhorst at guard and Rayburn at center, and I would be very surprised if you see anything else than that. Tate at left guard. That group worked really well against BC. Now, going against Syracuse is going to be a little different challenge, because again, you're talking about back to a 3-3-5 stack. But I'm going to tell you something. When I watched Tony White's defense last year, I was amazed how improved they were. Amazed, astonished that a guy could come in, put in a new scheme, and be as good as Syracuse was defensively a year ago. Syracuse struggles last year were an offense that never moved the ball, that never controlled the ball. The defense was on the field all the time, but Tony White is a genius defensively. He is from the Rocky Long school. Rocky Long is one of the greatest defensive minds ever to coach college football. In fact, he's really the guy who started most of this 3-3-5 stuff, Rocky Long. And Tony White is a Rocky Long disciple. And I think he's brilliant. And he shows you a lot of things pre-snap, morphs into something else post-snap. He makes life very difficult on young quarterbacks. That's one of my big concerns about Friday night. Remember last year when Georgia Tech went to Syracuse, they were a favorite. And I said Syracuse is going to kill Georgia Tech because he's going to turn Sims over all game. And he did. I think Sims threw three picks, fumbled it once or twice. It was a disaster, and Syracuse crushed them. White worries me against any young quarterback, and Clemson's already struggled some with versions of the 3-3-5 stack. And I think White is the smartest defensive mind that Clemson has faced to date. So that worries me a little. Clemson dominates. How are you?
Hey, real good, Walt. So good to talk about the guys. Yes, sir. You want to talk about the guys we've had at Clemson, you know, that can high point the ball and are really elite at it. You know, you got DeAndre Hopkins, Mike Williams, T. Higgins. Yep. None of these guys or anywhere in that universe. At least they haven't shown an ability to. I mean, the best high point guy we got on the team is Andrew Booth, and he plays on defense. You know, he goes up all the time.
You're not wrong.
Balls away.
Yeah, you're actually not wrong. You know, remember when he went up against Davis from Virginia at 6'7", and he's the only guy who competed with him.
No, absolutely. But our receivers just don't show that elite ball skills for those contested catches.
Yep, not yet.
And we're not. I mean, the thing is, they go up and they miss the catch, and then they just look for flags, you know, instead of just not.
You're right about that. And by the way, I got to say, that's like a sickness throughout all of football right now. Every receiver on every ball that hits the ground is looking for a flag. I mean, stop already. Just play the game.
Yeah, great receivers don't, though. You know, the guys that aren't great, they're looking for flags. So that's the worrisome part, that these guys aren't taking accountability for the fact that if the ball's thrown up, it's up to you to go and get it, you know. And most of these times, the contact's incidental. It's just two guys going for the ball, you know, and either you want it bad enough or you don't. And apparently the guys we have at that position, they just don't want it bad enough. Because if they did, they go up and take it. You know, DeAndre Hopkins, he goes up, he wants that ball. Mike Williams goes up, he wants that ball. T. Higgins goes up, he wants that ball. You know.
Some of these receivers, look, when you have a young quarterback and there's all this newness, some of these receivers, and again, a lot of these guys really haven't played. It's been a long time since Justin Ross played contact football. And in the case of Ngata and Latson, both guys had really just never played until this year because they couldn't stay healthy. And by the way, Latson's in the same situation again. But at some point, some of these guys have to start making some plays for their young quarterback because that's what will build his confidence. You know, if you look at, for example, did you see the Wake Forest ending, the ending of the Wake Forest game against Syracuse?
No, unfortunately, I didn't. Well, oh, yeah, actually, I did. Yeah, the very last part. Yeah.
The catch by A.T. Perry, that's the kind of catch that Clemson receivers are not making right now. He had to completely flip his body and reach back towards the ground and make an unbelievable catch that won the football game. Clemson receivers have had chances. Ross and Ngata have both had chances to make similar plays of a lesser degree of difficulty, by the way, and didn't make them. At some point, these guys got to make those catches for their quarterback if they want their quarterback to be more confident. At some point, you got to make some of those plays.
No, I agree. And, you know, like Ross, he got all that publicity because he made those two catches against Alabama in the national championship game. But really, when 2019 rolled around, it became clear that T. Higgins was a much better receiver. And Justin Ross, I think, he kind of leveled out. He hasn't really – he didn't reach the potential everybody thought he was. Everybody thought he was going to be that guy, but he hasn't. And now they're playing him in the slot. That just kind of, that there is pretty telling. So, you know, I would have thought Ngata, sometimes he shows flashes of brilliance, but he also drops balls and, you know, in those contested catches doesn't really come up with them. So I'm just, you know, they need to find somebody. I mean, I thought E.J. Williams made some good plays last year, but they don't, him and DJ don't seem to be clicking now. And I just, I'm really not sure where, I mean, Joe has shown flashes of it, like in the, you know, inter squad games and stuff, but not any. He doesn't really get the opportunity. So, and I'm not sure that he's a sharp enough route runner.
Yeah,
where
that's right.
Where they're gonna give him like any real chance at playing time. At least now he's a project.
So. Good job, Clemson Dominates. Yep.
All right. Thanks.
Well done. Yep. Look, I think there's a lot of truth there. Now, again, you know, you got to give Justin Ross some grace. This is a guy who set out a whole year with an injury that could well have ended his football career. And I think it set him back tremendously, you know, and so in a way he had a start over. And again, it's a start over with a different quarterback and neither of these guys know each other. There are a lot of elements. It's a chemistry element. And DJ has no real chemistry with any of these guys yet. It's sort of developing on a game-by-game basis, and it's a slow process. It's not an overnight process, and you're just going to have to wait it out. I mean, look, I think Ngata has all sorts of ability, but I don't think any of these receivers are getting great separation yet, and I think some of these receivers have to start to make some plays on the football for their young quarterback. I think that'll help his confidence as these plays get made. Again, you know, Hartman trusted Perry to make that play. And if you actually see that play, that catch was spectacular. And both, for example, both Ross and Ngata have had opportunities down the corner of the end zone or near the corner, near the pylon, and have not come up with those balls for different reasons. But those balls were thrown perfectly, and they have to be caught. Again, DJ has not thrown every ball perfectly, but he has thrown some absolutely perfectly. And both those pylon throws, the one to Ross, in which Ross turned wrong shoulder, and the other one before that, which was catchable too, and the one to Ngata, which was absolutely catchable, which is thrown exactly where it has to be, and he has to make that catch. These guys have to make those plays. They have to make those plays. If there's going to be development, again, DJ has to make, you know, the rub route throws that are easy throws. Those are wide open guys. He's got to make those throws. But when he makes quality throws down the field, these receivers have to catch the ball. You know, again, go look at the Perry play. The Perry play was just unbelievable. That ball, that was a much higher degree of difficulty catch than either Ross or Ngata faced. And I think these guys are plenty talented enough to make those plays. I just think, you know, it's concentration. It's being on the same page with the quarterback. You know, it's all these things. But it's got to get better. And until it does, you're going to continue to see struggles. Every one of these games is going to go right to the wire. Steven and Salem will come right to you. Walt Tipula, Road Rage, quick break.
Much like nutrition and physical activity, sleep is a critical part of your health and well-being, and it all starts with the right mattress. With over 100 years of experience, Engineered Sleep gives you a better mattress for a better price, and all of that means a better night's sleep. Each mattress has a 60-night trial and a 10-year cover-it-all warranty. Visit their mattress showroom in Greenville or engineeredsleep.com. For a better sleep and life, use code WCCP for 10% off. That's up to $250 off with your next mattress.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
My grandpa's blood sugar was over 500, but the health care coaches came to his house and told him how to be healthy.
That's right. It dropped to normal in just 10 days, and I put down my cane.
Now he has more energy to play with me.
If you or your grandpa have symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, or IBS, take the health dare. Our coaching team will do all the work. Book your free consultation at idareme.com. That's idareme.com.
I dare you.
AJ's is officially open and here to serve the upstate with 40 big screen TVs, tons of parking, 20 custom beers on tap, AJ's own mega margarita, outdoor seating, a stage and dance floor, four Diamond Pro League pool tables, not to mention amazing food. It's not just a bar, it's not just a restaurant, it's everything you've been wanting. Located just off I-85 and Anderson, 101 Destination Boulevard, hot food, cold beer, and fun times. It's got to be AJ's.
The City of Clemson invites you and yours to an evening of music, family fun, and outdoor dining experience tonight. It's Rock the Block at Patrick Square in Clemson, and you don't want to miss it. It all starts at 5:30 at 160 Patrick Square. Discover great food, music, and games, all in a family-friendly atmosphere. It all happens tonight. Rock the Block, presented by the City of Clemson. For more information and details, search Rock the Block Clemson on Facebook. Tonight, Rock the Block.
We do maintenance routines on so many things in our lives to keep them optimized. Our cars, our lawnmowers, even our health. Have you ever thought to do a maintenance check on the roof that keeps your family safe during storms and dry during the cold winter rain and cool during hot summers? Take care of your roof, and it will take care of you for a lifetime. Call Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists today. It's a free roof maintenance plan quote at 260-0080.
Listen up, sports bettors. This is Qualk here to tell you about my favorite sports book, and that's BetUS. Football and baseball, they're all back, and that means it's time to lay down your bets. I only endorse one sports book, and that's BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Well, BetUS is the pioneer in online sports betting with more than 25 years in the biz. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything like live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS, and if you join now, mention WCCP, you can get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. I trust BetUS, so should you. BetUS.com. Join today. That's BetUS.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The Upstate Sports Authority.
This is incredible.
We are 105.5 and 97.5.
Give him a lot of credit. He got that left arm underneath the ball.
Where every day is game day. We are the Roar.
It will be time to go. I don't want to leave, I guess you know. Maybe something new will come up.
And I can Pure Prairie League, Walt Tip Tooley Road Rage. We're back. Steven, I'm coming right to you. You know, on my way in, I was listening to Kelly and Kwok, and they had Matt Connolly on, and Matt said something that about, and I didn't quite, he didn't really expound on it, but he said something about he was in an argument about Lamar Jackson, and it sounded like he was pro Lamar Jackson. I'm sorry, who is con Lamar Jackson? There are still those people? Who would be arguing against Lamar Jackson? I would love to know that. The guy's already won an MVP in the National Football League. He's been terrific for that football team. Are there some things he still needs to clean up? Yeah, we're going to get to that now. I want to actually talk about that in a minute. We're going to be insanely busy right through 7. In fact, I want to talk a little ACC basketball today with the ACC basketball media event kicking off. We're going to talk specifically about Clemson and Duke today. And we'll try and talk about a couple teams each day. But I want to get to Clemson and Duke conversation, the college basketball. People have been asking me about that, so we'll talk a little bit about that today. Let me get to Steven in Salem, though, right now on the Vibe Broadband Communication phone lines. Steven, how are you?
Hey, great, Walt. How you doing?
Good, Steven. Appreciate
you getting in. Well, first of all, Thank you. I want to first of all thank you for, I know I don't get to call very often, but I do send you texts, you know, as questions or comments. And, you know, those that you read and answer, I want to thank you for that. I know I don't get to call very much, but I do want to thank you for answering my text and on the air stuff.
And by the way, I'll just tell you, I would try and answer every text if I could, but fundamentally, you know, I'm a one-person operation, so there are and the text line moves fairly rapidly. So once something once something goes past me, if there's ever a situation where I don't respond, it's because I didn't see it. In which case, try sending it to me again.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, I think we're going to talk about. I know earlier today you talked about John Gruden, and I agree 100% that it was He's definitely the worst, probably the worst human being ranked as far as Coach Browse from Baylor and Coach Petrino from Arkansas and Falcons and the Cardinals related. I mean, he's definitely number one as far as the most despicable human beings. And, you know, these so-called Gruden supporters, they're thinking, oh, somebody hacked into his email account and just pulled out something about what he said about Mr. Smith or these other stuff he said.
Yeah.
Well, what they people forget about is it has nothing to do with it. It was an investigation. The NFL was doing an investigation on the Washington football team, and they just so happened to find these emails that John Gruden had sent when he was at ESPN and a bunch of others. So if these so-called Gruden supporters want to blame somebody, blame the NFL. Blame the – actually, in fact, don't blame the NFL. Blame the Washington football team for getting caught with their pants down in the first place. Yeah. And I may not agree on certain things on Roger Goodell, but the stuff that John Gruden said to him is uncalled for. And, you know, he should be – I mean, you know, he definitely should be banned from the NFL for life.
Yeah.
So that's my first thing.
Yep. Great
and the my second thing is about – you mentioned Coastal Carolina yesterday that Mike Caldwell – should have gotten the Gamecocks position, and the way Coastal Carolina's been playing, I would definitely agree with that. So my question for that would be, if he did take the entire staff to the Gamecocks, who would have been the next head football coach for Coastal Carolina?
Yeah, I can't answer that. I honestly don't know who would have got first dibs on that. It might have been, you know, that one coach was left behind and took that job. That's conceivable. Other than that, I have no idea what direction Coastal would go in. But I would imagine they'd want to keep running the same offense. So I would think that they would have offered it either to the DC or maybe to Willie Korn. I mean, conceivably, he's a co-offensive coordinator down there. So you might have lost one guy. That's conceivable to me. But other than that, that whole staff would have come with him, with Jamie Chadwell. So would Grayson McCall, the quarterback. So would likely the All-American tight end and a number of other players, I'm sure, would have come with him. South Carolina really would have had like an instant fix in a box had they made that move. Instead, they opted for, you know, what at best is going to be a long-term fix.
Right. And also, plus I was thinking that, I think Willie Korn would have been a great fit to be the next head coach of the Coastal Carolina if he didn't get to go to South Carolina and be the offensive coordinator for the Gamecocks, which would have been ironic since he is a former Tiger quarterback. And speaking of Tigers, you know, I think this is definitely their chance to win some games on the ACC level, hoping that North Carolina State lose their two games so at least Clemson can win their division and hopefully clinch the ACC championship for their seventh straight year. And as far as bowl projections concerned for the Tigers right now, if it goes like that and they finish 11-2, including the ACC championship, I can either see them going to the Peach Bowl, or if Notre Dame has their way, probably go to the Citrus Bowl in Orlando. And one more thing before I hang up, Walt. I think all of our listeners need to get with this grassroots campaign of you and Ramona as governor and lieutenant governor of South Carolina in 2022. I mean, I don't care what party y'all join. I'll be happy. You, myself, as well as all your listeners, will be happy to give you our votes, and maybe you might be able to do your pick 'em segments on your show live from the governor's mansion. I'll go ahead and hang up, Walt. Thank you. Have a great day, sir.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. Yeah, well, you know, if the current governor gets me mad enough, maybe, and he's on pace to do that. You want in 654-7627. I appreciate all that. You know, I right now, in terms of this particular season, the only thing I'm worried about, Steve, is just beating Syracuse. You know, I'm taking the one step at a time. Just beat Syracuse, because I think that's going to be a challenge in itself. And I have some concerns about these other games. I have concerns about Wake. I have concerns about Pitt. Right now, Clemson doesn't have enough offense to beat Pitt. You just don't. Now, by the time the game gets here, we'll see. But right now, I'm just concerned with Syracuse, because I think Clemson's going to have to play well to beat Syracuse. And because Dino Babers may make ridiculous coaching errors against everybody else, but he doesn't seem to make them against Clemson for whatever reason. I don't know what that is, but he doesn't. He seems to make the right calls against Clemson and the wrong calls against everybody else, and he keeps costing his team close losses. But, you know, And I would not be surprised to see Syracuse break some tendencies against Clemson either, because coming into the game, Clemson expects Syracuse to be run, and I would not be surprised to see at least a little tendency break in that regard. They're not going to get away from what they do because they run it really well, and running quarterbacks have posed Clemson some problems, and this may be the best running quarterback Clemson has faced since Lamar Jackson. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you?
Well, I'm good, and you?
Good, Robert. Appreciate you getting in, as always.
I appreciate you having me. I got a few more picks, but I want a couple of comments, or one question and a comment. You know, I got a comment on the Raiders situation. I've been a Raiders fan since Super Bowl XI. I was 10 years old. You know, John Gruden, he's always been, I could take him or I could leave him. You know, he's never been, you know, the worst offensive coordinator. He's never been the best. He's never been the worst head coach. He's never been the best. But John Gruden has shown from time to time that he can be an idiot.
Yeah.
And he is. I mean, it's just simple as that. And I think if there's a lesson to be learned out of all of this, kids, treat people the way you want to be treated.
Yeah.
Talk about people the way you want people to talk about you. It doesn't matter whether it's somebody's, you know, logging your emails, or, you know, whether you're worried about them coming back 10 years from now. That's just stupid. Just treat people the way you want to be treated. Whether you disagree with them or not, treat them with respect, and you won't ever have to worry about any of this stuff.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So, question. What do you think about the game tonight? App State versus Louisiana. Crazy Tuesday night college football game.
Well, I don't think Louisiana's the team that they were a year ago, because you lost those two running backs, and I don't think you found an answer to replace them. You know, that gave that offense real balance and real toughness, and I think that's the problem in this contest. So, I mean, I think App State will win. I think App State's like a 5-point favorite, but, you know, I'm not going to be offering any pick on that game. I don't trust either one of those teams completely right now. You know, I think Bryce has played pretty well for the most part for App State. And again, I think the big loss for Louisiana was both those running backs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, App State's running backs are a little bit on the dinged up side, but
they are. Peoples is banged up.
Noel's got a sprained pinky toe.
Well, I'm going to assume that he can deal with that. I don't really want to hear about sprained pinky toes, to be honest.
That's right. And App State leads Louisiana in every stinking offensive category that's important. So
this is a conflict of interest game for you, Robert, isn't it? It didn't even dawn on me. You're like Chase Bryce's agent, and your favorite team is Louisiana.
Yeah, and I've been a long-time App State fan, too.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I got some connections to that program.
So who are you rooting for tonight, Robert? Louisiana.
Seeing as my wife is Cajun-born and
bred in Louisiana.
Louisiana, the crawfish capital of the world, yeah. I guess I'm going to have to pull for Louisiana to keep the peace. Yes. But I could see something crazy happening. Louisiana under Billy Napier, other than last year's Iowa State win, they've been more of a slower starting team and have finished more strong than they started. So maybe, you know, they might could turn a corner tonight, but they got a lot of injuries. I mean, Louisiana's got a lot of hurt players.
It's going to be a good game. So, I'm definitely interested in watching it, but I'm not making any pick on it.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither. But I am going to pick Michigan State, and I'm going to give up the 5 against Indiana. This is kind of a dangerous game, the same way I think the Kentucky-Georgia game is dangerous for Georgia. Michigan State's got a bye week, and then they play coming up, and then they play Michigan. But I think Mel Tucker's going to keep his team focused. I like what they did last week against Rutgers, and I always liked Mel Tucker. I liked what he did at Colorado. So I think Michigan State will pull this out, pull that game out by 5. Give me Cincinnati minus the 20.5 versus Central Florida. I didn't watch the game. I don't know how Central Florida beat East Carolina, but I just don't trust Gus Malzahn. I don't know if Dylan Gabriel is going to be back or not.
No, I don't. I just, yeah, I don't think so. And yeah. And that team is not at all the same with Dylan, without Dylan Gabriel. I mean, they just, the quarterback play is just not good. And, you know, and I don't know that Gus did Dylan Gabriel any favors when Dylan was healthy. So, yeah. I think that's central. I wondered about that hire. I wasn't as enamored with that hire as the rest of the world was, and I'm still not.
Yeah. And I think Cincinnati's wanting to make a statement that they belong, and I think they do. So give me Army plus the 14 against Wisconsin.
Is Anderson playing? An Army lost because Anderson didn't play. If Anderson's not playing, then you don't want that pick.
Yeah, you know what, Walt? I meant to look at that. I didn't. See, I got a thing about Wisconsin this year. I think that there's some turmoil and some culture stuff going on in that team. You know,
I hit them this past week. I gave them out on Twitter as a spread pick minus 11 against Illinois. I knew they were going to crush Illinois because, you know, there's just certain things that don't happen in football. Wisconsin had won one game. Were they really going to lose again to Illinois? I just didn't think so. And I think they won 24-0 or 27-0, whatever it was. I thought that was actually an easy play. And maybe they're starting to figure some things out there. But I get your reservations about them.
Yeah. And give me Rutgers minus the 2 against Northwestern. I think Northwestern is a team that we probably all should have been fading this year.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on up there, but that's all I got for today, yep. Walt. Man, I appreciate you getting me in, Bo.
Good job, Robert. Thank you. Hey, let me tell you about Twin Peaks. You know, how about this, Ramona? How about this program for veterans? You drink vino, we donate to veterans. Cupcake, Imagery, Seven Deadly, Chloe Wines, all proud to support Pets for Patriots and connecting military veterans with shelter animals. What a tremendous cause. So at Twin Peaks, every time we serve the last pour of these wine bottles, a donation is made to Pets for Patriots. Come into Twin Peaks in Greenville, polish off a glass or two to help pets find great homes with military veterans. What an outstanding cause. That's Twin Peaks. Obviously, all through October, you have sporting events. We have the Major League Baseball playoffs. We have the NFL. We have college football, basketball, hockey starting up. It's all at Twin Peaks where there are 80 high-definition monitors. Wherever you sit, you have a great seat. You have multiple monitors above you so you can catch all of the action that you're interested in. Don't forget, obviously, the scenic views, the beautiful women. The food is the biggest surprise of the whole deal. 29-degree draft beer, insane choice of mixed drinks. This is Twin Peaks. But I will tell you, as I say this every time, the food is the biggest surprise at Twin Peaks. The food is outstanding. Right now, they have a multiple new meatball entrees that they make themselves. Homemade meatballs, homemade marinara, mozzarella. It's unbelievable. It's all at Twin Peaks. Go get some. If you're going to watch sports today, this weekend, whenever, go to Twin Peaks. You will thank me later. There's not a better place to watch sports on the planet. Matt, you'll be up first as soon as we get back.
Ooh-wee! You talk about lip-smacking, finger-licking homemade fried chicken. I'm talking about the chicken basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Delicious fish and oysters as well, plus catering for any party. Call them now at 226-3242.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
The plumbing experts know it's all about the team of people working that make a place run. They are skilled and trained to make sure all of your septic issues are diagnosed correctly the first time and make things right when the things haven't lined up to the client's expectations. Don't flush your money down the toilet. Call the guys you can trust. If you have a septic issue, call the plumbing experts or go to theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
It sure is hard to make sense of the world these days. At Low Country Mail, we try to keep it simple and have one mission: make men men again. If you want to lose weight, feel better, and improve your performance in the gym and the bedroom, come see us today. For around $200 a month, we take care of your testosterone, labs, doctor visits, and much more. We also offer weight loss plans, peptide therapy, IV, and the amazing P-Shot. At Low Country Mail, we will never turn our backs on you when you have tough questions. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
I'm here with Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asks, I've just received a service area reduction letter from my current Medicare Advantage company. What the heck does that mean?
Great question, listener. Unfortunately, in Insurance Ease, this company is trying to communicate to you that the plan you currently have is leaving your service area for 2022. In other words, you have to be rewritten before the end of the year, or you will start 2022 with only original Medicare benefits. Please give us a call today so we can set up a time to meet with you, either publicly or privately, to rewrite you and best meet your individual needs. 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484.
There you go, listeners. You need to address this serious problem today with Gary at Insurance for Seniors and Disabled at 864-307-8484. You'll thank me later.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawlspace repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
There's an old saying in business that says, if we don't take care of our customers, someone else will. Over the last year, you, our loyal customers, have stood by us at Joe's New York Pizza. From Clemson to Seneca, all over the upstate and beyond, we're back at 100% capacity and we're maintaining safe guidelines. We invite you to join us at Joe's New York Pizza, Highway 123 in Seneca, Patrick Square in Clemson. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you, upstate. See our new website at clemsonpizza.com.
The Upstate's destination for Clemson football game day coverage. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day. Go Tigers!
Mavericks with Rob LaMelo. Walt Tipton, Road Rage, Matt and Stan, I'm coming right to you. Game guy Gary Murray says, Walt, can we send Shane and Ray to the Raiders so we can hire you as AD and get Chadwell as head coach? Thank you, Gary. So I've been suggested so far, Ramona, as coach, AD, and governor today. I'm willing to consider them. Gamecock Paul says, well, maybe John Gruden and Urban Meyer can get a podcast together. I'd call it Dumb and Dumber, but that's already taken. Maybe they could call it Dumb-A, an even bigger Dumb-A. Maybe. That might be where we're heading. You know, I've had multiple people suggest this as well, that maybe Saban could bring Gruden in as part of his, you know, his restorative program. I don't know. Because Dexter said even Saban wouldn't hire Gruden, right? No, I don't think so. I think Gruden is completely toxic right now. I can't imagine anybody hiring John Gruden for any reason at all. None. I mean, I think fundamentally John Gruden is retired now. Retired from all things. Because I don't think you could put him in business either now. I mean, what would he do? I mean, I don't know. Matt, how are you?
Hey, well, how are you doing today, my friend?
Good, Matt. Appreciate you getting in.
Okay, I got a couple things. First thing I want to talk about is the John Gruden thing. Do you think what about the money that he was going to get paid? Well, how's that work?
Well, I think that now they can fire him with cause. And so I think this is becoming a Raider tradition. Maybe I'm wrong, and I haven't read anything specifically about this.
It's the same team.
Yeah, this is just my guess. I think this would allow them, you know, and I don't know, you know, but I think that, and he stepped down, which is another part of it, but I think that clearly he's broken clauses of his contract, I believe, in the morals code, and I would think that the Raiders are going to be able to get away without paying him now. That'd be my guess.
Well, I mean, honestly, with him gone, he has built a decent team. I mean, if somebody comes in there with a little pizzazz about themselves, and you know, they can pick up a good ball team and not have to build from scratch. You know, he's got a pretty decent, you know, squad on his 53 men he has.
Yeah, I agree with that. They're better than when he inherited it. I'll give him that.
Sure, exactly. I think so. I think we all can see that. But, yep. You know, I'm not saying they're going to win anything big. But anyway, I wanted to ask you a question about the quarterback situation. I have really, you know, my son, two games in, DJ's no good, Dad, I'm telling you. I was like, listen, son, DJ's good. I promise you he is. I've seen it. I know he's good. He's just squeezing the ball. Okay, we go, and then now I'm reading the press conference from Dabo, and it's talking about, you know, DJ, a lot of his stuff and problems is we the coverage is on us, okay? And people are daring us to throw the ball. They are stacking the box. They are getting closer and closer every play from the first play. By the end of the game, they're up almost touching the defensive tackle's butt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's frustrating because I know Dabo don't want to feed them, you know, no negativity. But, you know, reality is DJ's got to run the ball without any hesitation. That's going to open up everything. If he can get himself, if he gets an 80-yard game, I promise you that will change the way defensive, you know, the way they, you know, go against the guy. And our receivers have not forgotten how to catch the ball. They are very talented. They are very big. They're very fast. They're elite. They are, you know, highly starred coming in recruiting.
But none of them are playing elite now, Matt. But none of them are playing elite now. None of them. They're not getting separation. They're dropping too many balls that they have to catch.
Sure.
You know, they have to play better. DJ has to play better. I agree with you that, you know, he has to take the run when he's there. I think he started to do that a little more. I think in the BC game, he had over 50 yards rushing. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely got to be a factor.
This week to prepare, I think we'll do that kid, let's get this correct, that kid a lot, do him a lot of good because he is a kid. He is still, you know, Not a grown man. He may look like one, but he's still, you know, growing into that. And that's what Dabo does best, is turn them into great men. So at the end of the day, I believe in Dabo's process, but it is extremely frustrating. And, you know, it is what it is. And an 8-4 season is what I'm predicting now. But as long as we beat them chickens, I'll be okay. But who knows, man? Who knows? But, But thank you for
Matt.
Getting in, brother.
Yeah, good job.
It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. Yeah, and look, I think that's about right. He said an 8-4 season. That's about how I see it, too. I mean, I think that if you have eyes wide open, that's what it looks like. It's sort of a growing pains year. Tester asked, do we have any updates on Will Shipley? Well, the update from the press conference, which is that that Shipley is improving quickly, actually wanted to be part of the mix this week, but they did not think he was ready as yet. So I don't know if that means he's a week away. Maybe. You know, so I guess we would watch for that. Stano, how are you?
Hey, well, appreciate you getting me in.
Yeah, same here. Thank you for getting in, Stano.
Well, hey, you know, I see a likeness to this transfer portal. And the likeness I see or the similarity is when Dabo was being challenged about Clemsoning.
Right.
You know, everybody's asking him, you know, when he first started out, everybody said, well, Clemson's Clemsoning, which means we were blowing games.
Yep.
And he was very, you know, he got to where he did not want to talk about that, and he was not very happy about that. And I think we're getting there the same way with this transfer portal. Because, hey, like I said, you can't challenge what he's done.
And I think the Clemsoning thing was something that he inherited from Tommy Bowden and didn't think that it was fair to judge his new tenure under that old term. And yeah, you know, even as Clemson started to win more and more, there were still people trying to use that. So there's a little something there, I think, Stana.
Well, like I said, I have full faith that he's going to get us where we need to be. And hey, you know, you're not going to always be at the top all of the time.
That's right.
And it just takes time and effort. But I have no doubt that in what he's talking about as far as the people we recruit, how many people are going to be that good that you find in the transfer portal?
Yeah, look.
That also,
you know, he's had a way of doing things that has resulted in multiple national titles and six playoff appearances in a row. So, you know, he doesn't have to justify what he's doing to anybody. He just doesn't.
Well, the press seems to think he does.
Yeah, well, I'm part of that, but they're wrong.
I mean, well, the good thing is there's good press and bad press. And you're part of the good press.
Thank you, Stano.
But anyhow, that was all I was saying. I got to thinking a while ago. I said, you know, this sounds like when he took over the program and he got labeled with this Clemsoning deal.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
And he lived with it for a couple of 3 years till he showed him wrong.
Yeah.
And I look at this transfer portal, which I, you know, if you can improve your team, that's a great deal. But if he said today in his press conference, you know, hey, if I'm recruiting and we're doing, getting the kind of people in here that we need to get in here,
right,
then I don't need to go to the portal. Look, but if I need to, I will.
Right. I see. I think that's it. I think if people just leave it alone, I think when a need arises, they'll utilize it. They'll do what's best for the team. They know what's best. They'll do what's best for the team, for the organization. On the other hand, if people just keep shoving it down their throats every day, you know, I can understand getting sick of that. I really can when you've had the type of success that he's had, you know, that he doesn't need some outsider telling him, you know, that he needs, you know, one offensive line transfer from God knows where, like that's going to solve all the program's issues. So, you know, it's a one-year thing, and I think people are reading too much into 1 year and using that as the answer for all of it. I just don't think it's true. It's a good job, Stano.
Hey, I appreciate it, Walt. Have a good one.
Thank you, Stano, as always. Hey, listen up, sports bettors. Walt Diptula here to tell you about my favorite sports book. That's BetUS. Football's back. It's time to get in on the action. Look, I only endorse one sports book. That's BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Because BetUS has been America's favorite sports book for over a quarter century. You know, why? Is because they pay you when you win. It's sort of a big deal. They have integrity, longevity. They're a proven sports book. The proven sports book over over a quarter century. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. They'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BETUS. Join now, mention WCCP, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Go now to BetUS.com. Join BetUS.com today. Start betting with America's favorite sportsbook. That's BetUS.com. Enter WCCP, BetUS.com, where the game begins. Also, before we get a break, let me tell you about Priority One. For all your security needs, they're my friends at Priority One. We live in an insane world that becomes nuttier and nuttier. You know, Rona, one of those murder type shows, those real life shows, I had it on the other day. They said they were in their 30th season. That's scary enough. You know, this is the world we live in. Look, you know, those little home systems that, you know, you screw into the wall, whatever, that's fine. That's called a get-by. That's not the way to protect your family long-term. Priority One is the tip of the spear in technology, their complete customization. They are so advanced. They use advanced analytics in determining how to approach your situation. Trust me when I tell you this. If you're ready to protect your family today, protect the people who matter most in this world to you, then you need to call my friends at Priority One. They're waiting to help you. Tell them I sent you. 288-1400, 288-1400. Quick break. Devin's up first.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios. WCCP FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Gamecocks or Tigers, there's an official team, Big Bow Box, dressed in your school's colors and ready to take to the tailgate. Only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
State Credit Union offers some of the best loan rates around. If you have a car loan or other secured loan with another lender, you should talk with State Credit Union today. They may be able to reduce your interest rate and save you hundreds of dollars like they have for over 1,300 people this year. Plus, for every secured loan you move to State Credit Union, you'll receive up to a $100 Visa gift card. Visit their website to learn more. SCSCU.com. That's SCSCU.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
My Garage has been servicing the Clemson area for years with professionalism and care. See us for all makes and models, from BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Volvo, to domestic and Asian. We provide a great customer service and treat our customers like family. Best darn garage in Clemson. You and your family's safety is our main concern, so we keep your vehicle safe for the roads. Please stop by and see what My Garage is all about on 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 864-633-8500.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
If you're tired of some skinny health coach telling you to eat spinach, call the Health Dare Clinic. We're a professional team of coaches, but we've all taken the dare. We have coaches who have reversed their symptoms of diabetes, sleep apnea, high blood pressure, cholesterol. Coach Amber lost over 100 pounds. We know how hard getting healthy can be. Our team promises results in 30 days or your money back. No starvation or gym workouts. We'll do all the work for you. Call 1-877-IDARE-ME. Go to idareme.com.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and your local Moe's Southwest Grill locations, 13 strong across the upstate, have teamed up with The Roar and Tigers for Tatas. Stop by any of the 13 Moe's Southwest Grill locations and purchase your Tigers for Tatas wristband for $10. 100% of the proceeds go to Dabo's All In Team Foundation. Get your Tigers for Tatas wristband today from any of the 13 upstate Moe's Southwest Grill locations.
Get the edge at Tri-County in the top 1% nationwide for successful transfers. We're training healthcare heroes at Tri-County, from medical lab and surgical technician to EMTs and medical assistants. You too can make a difference in this ever-evolving world of healthcare. Learn more at tctc.edu/healthcare. Tri-County offers you the opportunity to gain the skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Get the edge today at tctc.edu/healthcare.
Everybody ready to hit the road? We want to get to the stadium in plenty of time to set up and tailgate.
Honey, the toilet is backed up again!
You're not missing this game.
Dad, I'm ready to go.
Mom, Chad is splashing around the water.
Hello, Roto-Rooter. My family and I are on the way out the door and our toilet is backed up.
Even on game day, Roto-Rooter has you covered. Call 288-7686. Game day and every day, touchdown!
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
October 25th, The Roar will be live on location at Trammell & Mills Law Firm in Anderson. Book your on-site mobile mammogram appointment today at 864-675-4875. Availability is first come, first serve. Don't miss this opportunity.